The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you for joining me. This is one of the best times of the month for us, as we are doing tonight one question readings. We have on psychic, medium, refined, divine on. We're doing one question readings. Put them into the comments, and she will answer your questions. But as we always say, my dear friends, is to get to the front of the line, you need to call in 952-946-6205. Once again, the number is 952-946-6205. It's going to be fun. First of all, a couple things. We got Adam back at the studio. Adam, welcome. Happy to have you with us tonight.
Nice to be here again tonight. Thank you for having me.
Very, very, you're very welcome. Thank you very much. And then, of course, we have Psychic Medium, Refined Divine. We also have Dave over there as well in the background, off camera. I don't know what he's doing, and we don't need to know. First of all, Deb, how are you tonight?
I'm great, thank you. What he's doing is he monitors the questions, and so he tries to make sure that I am not swearing. That's what he does.
We'll see, right? We'll see what happens. And I was thinking, when we have you on, there needs to be like some sort of, like, too bad we don't have a budget of any kind, like even to pay me. But if we had a budget to have a song, or just like some notes play when it's your night, you know what I mean? It's like, have you ever seen like Flash Gordon and Queen would go Flash? You know, something like that, something that kind of gets
the Refined
moving.
Divine song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming you don't have one, basically.
No. Dave does have a DJ system in here, though, and he's really good at DJing.
Can he write, produce, record, and sing a song, though, that is fitting of you being on the show?
A jingle.
What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I'll work on it.
He'll work on it.
Might be a lot of harmonica.
He is really good on the harmonica.
Do you want a harmonica to introduce you on a show, though?
I mean,
yeah, right. So once again, start putting your questions in, folks. Don't be shy. If you have a question to Psychic Medium Refined Divine that you want to ask tonight, it doesn't matter if you ask questions before, put them in there again. But the thing that we do want to kind of make sure that you know, please don't put anything in there about medical, because Deb is not a doctor, though she is smart in a lot of areas that, she's not going to give medical advice, legal advice. We don't talk about politics. There's so much out there that you can talk about, and let's dip our toe into tonight, and let's go to Jenny. And Jenny is asking the question, who is my soulmate?
So soulmates are a match of our own soul. So when we're looking for a soulmate, you're looking for somebody that matches who you are. When you want a soulmate, you think of your qualities that you bring to earth, and you want somebody that does the same. So a soulmate is only a soul that resonates with you, and that's what you're looking for.
But is she asking you who that is, or you think she's asking like who is your, like,
so you can't ask me who that is, because she isn't lined up with it. I don't see an aligning of it.
Got it.
But for her to find one, she needs to look for somebody that is of her own frequency, somebody that is spiritual, somebody that is very kid driven, somebody that loves education, and definitely drama, 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 theater, drama, plays, theatrical, all the things. So somebody that has the same likes that she does.
And, you know, I think that's what is really interesting about that. And I think what's great about that answer is that it's, you know, I think a lot of people, and I'm not saying this is what Jenny was thinking, but a lot of people are thinking kind of like that romantic, magical moment of just like, you know, that someone drops something and someone else picks it up in their love, that sort of thing. I mean, the answer couldn't be
that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. It's all up to, you know, it could be anything. And that's great. We're doing one question readings tonight with psychic medium Refined Divine. She's with us all night. She's going to be with us every other Wednesday. So get your questions into the comments. But like we said, call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. You are going to be pushed to the front of the line. You get
preferred.
If you call in, and that's what Carrie did. Carrie's on line one. Carrie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. You got a question for psychic medium Refined Divine?
Yeah, and I'm going to try to figure out how to word it. So, my husband and I, we help maintain pickup trash at a state forest near our house, and so it's not uncommon to have cars parked because you can disperse camp there. Well, there was a car parked, and we went by, and instantly in my head, you heard, something's not right. Look in the window. There's a body in the car. And I'm used to having weird things, I guess, like that happen. I ignored it and we kept going, and like the ringing in my ears was just this, I mean, almost dog whistle, high pitch, both ears. And I still ignored it. It's been about a week, and last night a relative of the person, came up to us and asked us some questions, like, did you see anything? And basically there was a young person who had overdosed in the car. So my question is, like, would the outcome have been different if we stopped? Like, I know I totally ignored every sign to, like, stop. Normally I listen and I pay attention to like the ringing in the ears or just that gut, but I mean, you actually heard the words in your head. Stop, you know, something's not right.
Yeah. Stop. You
look
heard
in the
stop.
Window.
You heard stop. Yeah. So this
stop.
Is why
there's
you
a body,
heard...
and I actually heard there's a body in the car.
And so this is why you heard this, Carrie. It's because the person, the boy, wanted to be found. So he was already passed when you were passing.
Okay.
The high ringing in the ears was him.
Okay.
It was
him. Because it happened.
Because he was like, tell my mom, tell my dad, like, let them know. Like, he's like, stop, stop. You're not the only person he did it to.
We drove by numerous times. It took 3 days for people to finally.
So what you're saying, Deb, is that the outcome of him passing, that was going to happen regardless.
That was going to happen regardless. Your death day is your death day. It doesn't matter what you do or how you do it. It's not how, it's when.
Okay. As soon as I heard,
Carrie,
I was like,
you are extremely gifted. You do have a lot of gifts. You really should come on to my classes Mondays and Thursdays and expand those, honey, because you have a lot.
Yeah, I know. I experience a lot of different things, and that's why after I told my husband, I'm like, oh, I did it. But, you know, even if I would have stopped, how do I just randomly make a phone call? So I heard a voice in my head that told me to stop and peek in the window and, you know. Yeah,
well, it was you protecting yourself, because even walking up on a situation like that leaves post-traumatic stress inside of the human brain.
Oh,
you know,
and
I wouldn't have any guilt. You know, he is saying, he's coming right in. He says, don't have any guilt and don't have any shame over this. You aren't the only person I did this to.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, as soon as it was just, like, the pit in your stomach, like, oh, you know, he's so young, so.
No, it's not your fault. It's not your fault at all.
Okay, good. So, well, thank you. That made me feel a lot better. So.
Yeah, remember, death day is death day. It doesn't matter how.
Right.
It's when.
And I do believe that, yeah. And I do know that, and I do believe that. And I think it just all flipped everything as soon as it was, like, oh, 3 days.
But it also is a definite push to be using your abilities, Carrie.
Yeah,
it's a definite push. Your spirit's pushing you. I
didn't listen.
And at the end of the day, I think what the great part is that you did do what he needed you to do.
Okay, yes. Good. I mean, we happened to have some information for one of the relatives that he thanked us, and it gave him a lot of closure. And then it started to rain, and a little hail, and then the double rainbow. So right after.
Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah. So, okay. Okay, good. So,
all right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Carrie. Really do appreciate it. And, you know, I think as a public service, I think it's worth mentioning, because you did bring up the classes, and, you know, this is not a push for money. It's what it is. It's to help people figure out what that is, because without that call from Carrie, you know, if she didn't call you, that would be playing over and over and over in her mind as it has been. So what you're saying, you know, and you go to refinedivinepsychic.com, all your classes are on there. They're not expensive at all.
No.
And it's a way to open yourself up and find and figure out what's going on in there.
And to have the know-how to deal with what your gifts are. And that's what I teach.
Absolutely. And I do recommend to everybody listening tonight, because more often than not, the people calling in, the people putting the comments in, you are gifted. And this is why you are asking the questions. This is why you already probably have an idea of the answer, to be honest. And you go and just check it out. Just take a look, please. I'd love if some of you are able to get the help that you need. I know that sounds really, really serious. I'm not trying to get the help that you all need. But, you know,
it's just a direction. Is all it is. It's a seed that gets planted, and it's a direction, and it's an environment where you're safe, and we all can be spiritually like-minded and still have our own points and views, but have the space to grow in. And that's why I do what I do.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the comments. Once again, folks, if you want to get to the head of the line, 952-946-6205. Call in like Carrie did. It was a fantastic conversation there. But we're going back to the comments. And Heather asks the question. She says, I have a work trip coming up. Any insight in what is in store from that?
Well, Heather, I feel like there's been a transition made where we're going higher up, or we're getting better at what we're doing. And there's like a lot of gratitude for you and a lot of thankfulness and you coming into your power. And when I see you coming into your power, I am seeing like your psychicness and your intuitive abilities are becoming stronger and stronger when you're in this environment. And whatever is happening at this business trip, is there's going to be talk about you doing something bigger, even better than what you're doing, or there's going to be a transition made of where you're already at into something that's better than what you're already doing. Like, it's all for the good.
Well, and you gotta wonder too a little bit, because we're just talking about having that intuition, your self-intuition. I guess I never would have thought for myself, like if I'm doing a business trip or something or work trip and thinking about what does that mean? I mean, I think Heather had an idea, and correct me if I'm wrong, Heather, but I mean, I feel like that there was something there that's like that was in here kind of stewing a little bit that made her want to ask.
She's gifted. Yes.
That is great. That is really good. Let's see here, kind of seeing where we want to go here. I want to do this. I'm going to take an early break, I think, because we have some comments in there. We have some calls. We got a little bit of everything, and I want to make sure that there's enough time for you don't have to rush through anything. So we're just going to take our break just a little bit early. When we come back, please continue putting your questions in the comments. Call in. We're doing one question readings with psychic medium Refined Divine, one of my favorite nights of doing the show. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Tonight, it is One Question Readings with psychic medium Refined Divine. And it's always so much fun to have her on, have Dave on in the background. We have Adam over at the station. We are just a wide net of awesomeness tonight all over the place. And we are really excited. Love getting the questions. Keep putting the questions in the comments. Once again, though, if you have a question, you do get to the head of the line if you call in 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. That's where we're going to go right now. We have Katie on line one. Katie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You have a question for Psychic Medium Refined Divine.
Yes, I do. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Katie.
My question is, if it's not too frivolous, I was wondering if my Uncle Jerry would come through possibly and tell us what his cologne was he always wore as his like signature scent when he was alive.
I have a musky smell.
Yeah.
It smells like a musk.
Okay.
What do you know what it is?
I don't, and that's why I'm wondering if he would tell the name, because I've always wanted to pick up a bottle of it because it's like it.
Yeah. So it's so what he's showing me is it says musk, and okay. I can smell it, and it's in a green bottle.
Okay. And you know what that's called?
What?
Called musk, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it?
I'm looking it up right now. I think it's called musk. Musk cologne. Musk.
Yeah, I don't know cologne, so that's what he's showing me.
Cool. Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, let's see here. Yeah, I know which one that is. Yep. So there you go.
There it is.
Does it say who makes it? Who's it by?
I think it's Polo actually. Okay. That does it. So yeah, just go to, Joshua says in the comments, probably, Jovan, J-O-V-A-N, you know, go to a department store where they have the samples and just go there and just start spraying and see if you can, Debbie, now I'm taking over your reading. I'm taking over your reading now. I'm just like telling the lowdown on the,
I have no idea. Cause I don't do colognes or anything like that. Cause they're so toxic to me. But when I met Dave, he used to drown himself in cologne. I couldn't stand it.
You know, no offense, Dave. The more I hear about pre-Deb Dave, I'm just not impressed. I'm just going to be very honest. Yeah.
That's how we found out we truly loved each other, Greg.
Talk about soulmate, right?
Beep. We put up with each other's beep. The Adam beep.
Look at you. You've evolved as a radio personality. It's so awesome.
That's
it's so nice.
Darn good stuff.
The child can be taught.
And we don't need profanity to get our points across on Ghost Box Radio, do we?
No, we got words like darn and bleep and beep.
Oh, darn. Yeah, that's what I like to say at home when stuff goes wrong.
Golly, Greg.
Awesome, Katie. Thank you very much. Katie's probably long gone. She's like, whatever. But yeah, definitely. I would, Jovan, I'd also look at Polo, to be very honest. That's in a green bottle, and it's a musky sort of smell to it. I think that there you're going to get, it's going to help. You set us up, Debbie, and that's where I think she's going to find what she's looking for.
Yeah, that'll be awesome for her, because I felt the connection to it. It's a very comforting smell to her, so she wants to have that around her, and I don't blame her, because it felt like he was a very good caretaker. He came right in and was like,
That is awesome. Now, we are filling up the phone lines. That doesn't mean you should stop calling in and keep putting comments in, but once again, you get to the front of the line when you call in, 952-946-6205. If you get a busy signal, keep trying. We're excited. And, you know, I know Adam likes doing that. So, and I mean that seriously. So why don't we go to the phone lines again? And we have John on line two. John, how are you doing tonight?
I am excellent. I tried calling in last time and then kept getting cut off, and I assumed it was the question I wanted to ask wasn't being allowed to be asked.
Oh, that's right. You did call. I remember you calling. We had some real technical problems that night. I'm hoping tonight's better. What do you have for Deb tonight?
Is there anyone that wants to ask me any, or that wants to tell me anything that's recently passed?
So what we do with one question is all I need is the name of the person you want to hear from.
Oh, well, it's Daniel.
Is this somebody that you used to spend a lot of time texting or like communication through text?
No, he was the opposite of that. He's never sent a text in his life.
Okay. So did you communicate with him often on your phone?
We lived together more so. I took care of him until he passed.
Okay.
He's my brother.
So were you on your phone a lot? Are you on your phone a lot?
I probably am, sure.
Okay. Yeah, like 90% of the time, like you're consistently like either texting or watching. Because what he's showing me is the phone. And so I'm like, is he saying that you're messaging him all the time and this is how you talk or what's going on here? And he keeps showing it to me.
He's the opposite of the phone. He would hate.
No. Not his phone, your phone.
Oh, I am on it a lot now. I never used to be this much.
Yeah. Okay. So did a lot of what you would talk about be on the phone? Was that your entertainment? Would you show him things that you would learn on the phone and things that you would see?
Yeah, he was a TV guy, but sure.
No. Direct question to you, John. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Real close. When you would see something on your phone, would you share it with him?
Sometimes, sure.
Yeah, because he shows me that way of communication.
Okay.
So you see what I'm saying? Like you would show him things, is what he's saying. Because there wasn't a lot of words between the two of you. This man was more like of who he was, and he kind of was just there, and he did his own thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he never complained about a single thing.
Yeah, he just did his own thing, like he just was.
Yeah, all through two rounds of cancer and a widowmaker and all this other stuff, I sat there and we didn't talk much. But
that's what I'm saying. He's showing me that was your communication. Like that's how you talk to him. You would show him something.
Yeah, I'd show him my phone. Well, what's significant to that and that about to me is that. I was in really, really rough shape, health wise. And I started doing this meditation, this Joe Dispenza and, Live Your Life of Love, Jessica and whatever. I started I started putting these healing meditation, this affirmations and stuff on at night for him.
There
and maybe that's what he's showing you.
There it is, the communication with the telephone. Yeah.
That I would, you know, our rooms were close together, so I would turn it up in my room.
Right, just
quite
to be
loud.
Like, got it, yeah. So he says now that he's crossed, that he does realize that there was a lot more that he could have did in life, and there's a lot more like he could have chose to do. And he says that he wishes for you to get out of the house. Do you understand when I say that? Like, go live some more life and find happiness outside of those four walls.
Isn't that crazy? That's a pretty good one. That sounds like my brother. he was the ultimate hermit, but he was also a really good guy and had a lot of. Is he with his kids now? I mean, he had the widowmaker. He was dead for 20 minutes and at the Mayo Hospital when it happened, getting chemo. And if he hadn't stayed there five extra minutes and his chemo nurse hadn't been married to a cardiologist at the Mayo, she would have never kept him alive long enough. You know what I'm saying? But he was out for 20 minutes, and when he came back, there was nothing. He said it was completely pitch black, and he never talked about the afterlife after that. And as a kid growing up, he had all sorts of experiences. And so I'm more wondering if he's okay now.
He's so okay. He really is. And so the reason why he saw nothing is because he really didn't go on. He didn't really go to the other side. So during that time, we either choose to stay in our bodies or we choose to go out of our bodies and cycle towards the light. And he didn't choose to leave his body at that time. So that's why he never experienced that euphoria that people talk about and that white light that people talk about, or the other side euphoria.
Pitch black.
So he didn't have that.
That's all he would say. Yeah, and he would just say it's pitch black, and then after that he would say, you know what, there is nothing after this.
Oh yeah, he definitely knows now that there is. Absolutely. All right. Definitely 100%. And he says to you, he wants you to also know that he's not in hell.
That he what?
He's not in hell.
Oh, all right, good. Yeah, I'll tell my sister that.
I'm very sorry for your loss, and thank you so very much for calling in tonight. I really appreciate it.
You bet. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Of course. Take care. And I do want to remind folks too, if we're not getting to a lot of people tonight, because we have a backlog, that you can set up an appointment with Deb, and you go over to refinedivinepsychic.com. Set up appointment. We always say that this is kind of a sample, the kind of the hors d'oeuvre to a full reading. A full reading is so much more of this and goes so many different places that this is just like, if this is resonating to you, imagine doing a full reading. This way I always look at it, at least. So
completely clairvoyant. I can see all living and past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
and multidimensional, even aliens and Bigfoot, all the things, Greg.
That's right. We were talking about that prior to the show, and we might just have Deb on one time just to talk about that. And
you should have me on a Friday show, a casual Friday with you and Adam.
We could do that. That's not a problem at all. Maybe get some people watching then. I don't know.
Yeah, we could talk about aliens.
People might even be confused for it as a radio show. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
I don't know, but Dave's addicted to you guys. He turns you on every night. I go to sleep to you guys' voices. It's getting kind of freaky.
That is awesome. Okay, so folks, put your questions into the comments. We've been kind of over on the phone. Once again, if you call in, you get head to the top of the front of the line there. Preferential treatment, VIP, Ghost Box Radio treatment. Call in at 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. That's where we go to Lynette. Lynette, I hope you're still with us.
I am still with you, yes.
How are you doing tonight, Lynette?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. You have a question for Deb?
I do. Let me know if you can't hear me because I'm on speakerphone, but I can switch it if you can't hear me or something, okay?
You sound amazing. You sound great.
All right. Amazing. My question might be a little similar to the last caller. This is about my mom. And we had issues. I loved her. I still do. But we had a lot of issues and things. She was always kind of professing to be an atheist. And as I was growing up, I just knew I had choices, you know. So, but I guess my question is, when she was dying with cancer, it was hard to, when someone's dying, it's kind of hard to talk to them if they don't believe in anything, you know? And, so I'm just wondering when she, cause I was saying, Mom, you know, you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. You know? And she's like, she kind of look at me like, what I think about that. And, but when she did cross over, I mean, I'm just wondering who was there to meet her. If that's a question that can be answered, you know, because...
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm just curious who brought her over, because she didn't believe in that stuff either.
Yeah,
so
I get it. And so she comes right in and she says to you that she now knows, of course, that there is an ever after. And she says to me, I was so tight-lipped. She says, there was parts of me that believed a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but she was the kind of woman, when she said something, she meant it. Do you understand what we're talking about? Like,
yeah.
She wouldn't waver.
Yeah.
Like, if she said no to you, the answer was no. And so she would just stick with whatever she said because that was the safest for her. And so she says to me that, you know, it was with everything. She was so stubborn. Do you understand what we're saying? She was so stubborn.
Yeah,
and
totally.
She says to me, and so she says that that minute she took that last breath, there was like, was there four of you in the room? She shows me four.
You know, I don't know. As far as I know, it was just her friend from college that was with her. That's all
okay.
I know.
So the four has to be, she keeps giving me four, four, four. So it has to be the four spirits that were with her. So let's look.
Oh,
so there's
that
mom,
could be.
There's mom, there's dad. Did she have a sister? Because there's a sister feeling woman next to her.
You know, she had a half sister that she never met.
Yep, dead. And then it feels like an aunt or somebody who was like a mom to her.
Hmm. Yeah, so she was there. Okay.
Yep. So she's giving me the four. And so she says to me that she was as shocked as you. She was as shocked as you.
She was really as shocked as me? You mean like, well, I wasn't shocked. I mean, I think there's, you know, I believe in the afterlife.
As shocked as you are right now.
Oh, okay, because you're talking to her. Hi, Mom. I love you.
No, she,
and that she finally believes because she's there.
Yes, and absolutely. And she's having a good chuckle about it. I mean, really. Like, she comes in very light, very, like, euphoric and giggly. And she's like, life is so good here. She has no depression here. There's no pain here. You know, she was crippled in her body. She felt trapped. You know, she really was really quite cranky for a lot of her years because of who she was and the way that she was trapped in the body towards the end there. She just was very miserable. So when she left, it was like such a freedom. She shows me just freedom, freedom. And she says that she actually pops in quite a bit. And you have this picture of her that was at a wedding. Do you know which picture we're talking about when we say that?
I have pictures of her. I have to look through some. There could be one at a wedding that I'm not thinking of right now.
This looks like she's dressed up. Because she didn't usually get dressed up. She's dressed up in this picture. She almost looks like she's wearing, it almost looks like a purplish blue or a blue purple.
Okay.
Do you know what picture we're talking about?
You know, I don't, but there could be a picture that, you know how these things go, you run across something like, oh, there's
a
picture.
It's okay. So it must be something that she liked. She liked that picture of herself. So what they do is they just show me stuff there's no way I could know. And so she says to me, look in your photo album.
Yeah. Okay. I'll look for that, Mom.
Yeah. And so did you have a hard time with all of her stuff?
You mean like when she died, like trying to, find places for things or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she's letting you know that she doesn't hold any remorse or guilt for getting rid of anything.
Yeah, I figured she probably wouldn't. So, there was a lot of stuff.
You know, but her things were her things,
Mm-hmm.
Like they were hers. She just was just putting that out there that, she doesn't hold any remorse or guilt for that.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, she's so good.
Yeah, good. I'm so glad to hear that she's good. Thank you so much.
People always worry about people who are atheists and they won't go to heaven or they won't go to the other side or they'll get stuck in the in-between world. That really doesn't happen much at all unless it's a suicide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's when I find people that get stuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Nope. Well, that's great,
Lynette. I appreciate the call. I hope that was helpful for you.
Oh, it's very helpful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. What we're going to do, we have some callers in readiness, but we're going to take a break. We have Tabitha, then we have Annette. If someone wants to call in with their question, you're more than welcome to do so. 952-946-6205. We got tons of comments. You know, we only got to two comments so far. So if you really want to have a question answered, you'll need to call in, I think. But we'll try to get to as many as we can. We're going to come back, do more of these. You're listening to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. And join me tomorrow on Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken. We're going to do a replay. We're going to have our good friend Ernie Pack on. This is an episode that we actually aired way back in October of 2023. And funny enough, Deb, we're talking about whether or not Bigfoot as a trans-dimensional figure rather than just some forest animal. And it's we're not talking, we're not discussing it. We're not like, oh, well, who knows? It's no, we are very much part of that sort of like, this is definitely, you know, what it is. That's our take on it. A great conversation. So, and once again, Deb, Dave, Adam, and myself, we're talking about that very thing just prior to the show tonight. So look at that. We're all in sync over here. You got to unmute yourself. You muted yourself over there. Oh, I don't know what you're doing.
I said I might be psychic or something.
That or we're just paranormal nerds.
I mean, we could see about how you can come across via telepathy to everybody on the radio, keep it muted over there and just see if we're all getting the message. I have to say I failed though, because I wasn't hearing it. So, you know,
I said I might be psychic or something.
You might be. There might be something about it. We're continuing the experiment tonight. We're doing one question readings with Psychic Me and Refined Divine, Deb. And once again, I'm just going to say it. You can go ahead and get your reading. You can take part in the classes. You can see where Deb is doing all of her fairs and stuff over at refineddivinepsychic.com. You're in Hudson this weekend, right?
Hudson, yes, and I'm doing the gallery at 1:15.
That's fantastic.
11? Oh, I'm sorry, 11.
11, 1:15, whatever. Just show up for the whole day, right?
Yeah.
And just take part in all of that. That's great. So it's this Saturday, you're in Hudson. Is that right?
Yep.
Fantastic. Very good. Very good. And so, folks, if you want to see Deb and Dave, I'm going to throw Dave in there in person. Come on out there to Hudson, not too far from us at all. We're doing one question readings tonight. We haven't, unfortunately, really got to the comment section. I apologize. But we said if you call in, you're going to be brought to the front of the line, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Hoping, because Tabitha's been waiting for a while. Tabitha, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for waiting. Do you have a question for Deb?
Yeah. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Roslyn's here, too.
Hi, guys. How are we tonight?
We're wonderful. So our question is, for me, Deb, personally, I am wondering what comes through for you for who my spirit guides are with me. I've had a lot of death around me. I've had an ex-fiance when I was younger that was killed. My father, Rosalind's sister, my grandma, and some other people. So I'm just wondering who's with me right now and what they have to tell me.
So first I want to cover that spirit guides are energetic forms that are around you from birth till death. And spirit guides don't have names. They aren't humans. They aren't souls. And if people want to put names to them, you want to call them Susie, Sally, Joe. I mean, that's up to you. But they really don't have physical names because they are just energetic forces that come from here to the other side. And some of us have a lot of them, especially the higher numbers, the 22, 33, and 11s. I'm an 11. So we talk about numerology because we are here to lead others to the light. And so spirit guides are not people that have passed. They are just energetic fields that are around us. So when we talk about people that have passed, those are souls. And so those are souls that walk here on earth in a human body and then reincarnate back to the light and then back into a human form. So who would you like to speak to, honey? Just one name.
Ooh, Mike. Or Michael.
Yeah. Okay. And so I'm feeling like I'm crushed. Did he die in a crushing? Because I can't breathe.
He had cancer 4 times. And he finally couldn't do it no more.
In his lungs.
I'm not sure the last time where his cancer was because he didn't let me know. He didn't want me to worry.
Okay. That's okay. I just feel like I can't breathe. I feel like I'm being crushed. Like crushed. Like everything in me is just like collapsing. Did you know if it ate away his body?
Pardon?
Did you know if it ate away his body? Did he wither away?
Yes.
Okay. was his personality type, where he was very strong and he was the man. Like, he was, he would take care of you. He was in charge. He was the person to always make sure everything was done.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then he also shows me, though, that you wore the pants. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he was really strong, but you wore the pants. And so he learned that very early in the relationship. And he says so, to me that there's no better job than the one you're at. He says, because you always kept him in line. Does that make sense?
Yes and no. I mean, it wasn't a romantic relationship. It was my father, but,
you always kept him in line.
Yeah. When we talked and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You kept him in line when you guys were in the same space together.
Yes.
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 Okay. I was like, hang on. Is this who we have the same person here? Making sure we're talking about the same person. Okay. So he was talking about the, so it was like you had a really strong personality, but so did he, but you like always outweighed it, right? So it's like you always ended up with the last say.
Yeah. Sounds like me and everything.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. We are who we are. So that makes sense about what you do for a living and how that lines up. So, you know, a lot of times what's happening when you're like by yourself, Tabitha, and you are thinking about them, when you get the memories and they just come out of nowhere, that is them. You know, they will send us memories and they'll send us love and they'll send us all kinds of things. And all of a sudden we'll think of them and we had no idea why we're thinking about them. And we'll have this whole ass memory that we don't even remember. That's them.
Well, that's perfect because today was a rough day and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So pay attention to those things and let them grow inside of you. Remember, the more attention we give them and the more acknowledgement we give them, that grows. It makes them stronger and they can come in more often and communicate with us more.
Well, it's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Tabitha, thank you very much. I hope that was
helpful.
Thank
you so much. Oh, very helpful. I love you, Deb. Have a good night.
Good night.
Yeah. No, I mean, don't love Greg or Adam or Dave, but, you know, Deb, as long as you got in there, that's all that matters, apparently. So, you know, whatever. Whatever.
You know, that seems to be the theme this week. I've heard that quite a bit.
I'm on the comments. I'm seeing the comments, and it's like, hi, Deb. Hi, Debbie. And it's like, no, hi, Debbie and Greg. No. Are you paying by the letter over there or something to type them? Does it pain you to actually put my name in it? I only host the show, but you know, that's fine. That's fine. That's why we're on the phones tonight. Let's go on. I'm just kidding, folks. You know, there's people out there are now mad at me. Let's see.
You sound like Dave. Honestly, I think you're channeling Dave.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just like, it's like, you know, can anyone see me? You know, but anyway, that's okay. If you're on the radio, you can't. So we go to Annette. Annette, how are you doing tonight?
Hi. I'm doing well.
Good.
My question is,
yes,
I was wondering who my real father is, because when I was younger, my mother said she just put that name on the birth certificate so I'd have a name. And I'm wondering who he really is.
What name did she put on the birth certificate, please?
Is it Richard.
Richard. And this was somebody that she palled around with?
No. From what I understand, she had an affair. She put who she was married to as my father, but she told me that wasn't my real father.
Who she palled around with is your father. Your real father. Who she palled around with.
Oh, my God. My uncle? Oh, my God. My aunt's husband. Oh, my gosh.
Whoever that pal was that she was always with, that's who it is.
Yeah. Now I know why my aunt would never leave those two alone in a room. Oh, my God. This is wild. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in, and I'm happy to hear that you found that out. Well, there's that. I'm just going to let's see here. It's funny. First of all, Heidi says, because I'm not done with the names yet. That shtick isn't over yet, Debbie, okay? But she's like, sorry, Greg, but Deb is so amazing. You don't have to be amazing to be acknowledged, okay? Let's just put that out there right now. My gosh. So anyway, we have, what do we have here? We have about just under 6 minutes left. Let's get to Joshua. He's been patiently waiting for us as well. Joshua, are you still there?
Hi, Greg. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
How can Debbie help you?
Am I making a foolish mistake by letting a suitor pursue me? There's a huge age difference, but am I setting myself up for failure?
A lot younger.
Say that again. I'm saying, yes.
Yes.
Quite significantly, yes.
Yes. It feels like there's a lot of, how do I put this? Wanting parental love, wanting security, wanting safety, and wanting stability. And so when I look into his energy, it feels like to me that that's why he pursues. Does that make more sense to you?
It's very fresh, but it's possible.
Yeah, and so if you're okay with those standards by which he is pursuing, then you're not making any mistake. If you're open to why and what the vision is and the open communication of what you both will have in the relationship and the give and take, then there's absolutely no wrong in it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, it's very early, but I just needed a little bit of guidance, you know.
Yeah, and so just keep open communication about what you both are looking for. Age is just a number. You know, there's no such thing as a bad age to be with somebody. There really isn't. Love is love. And when it's there, it's there. And when it isn't, it isn't. So I don't ever force anything, and I don't see anything forced. I feel like you're scared because you feel like you're not good enough for this relationship, but that's not what this other person is looking for.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, I want to pursue it, but I'm just like, it's self-brushed. I'm just like hesitant, but thank you. I just needed a little bit of guidance.
Yeah. Pursue. Happiness is bliss.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much. Thanks for answering.
Joshua. Right, thank you so much. All righty. Thank you for calling in. As a reminder, there's like most of you we're not getting to tonight. We have a minute left. So Michelle is on the phone. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get you tonight because it's just not enough time. I don't think it's fair to give Debbie two seconds to do a reading. But you're going to be back with us on April 24th. Which is going to be a lot of fun. And we are also talking about, and Annette had asked in the comments, like, when are we going to do the pet one? We talked about doing a pet one. And we'll talk about that. It's still very much on top of mind. But as we wrap up here, I want to make sure people once again know, if you really wanted to get a question answered tonight, I recommend a full reading from Deb. Go to refinedivinepsychic.com. You can go there. You can also check out the classes. I mean, you all are pretty intuitive. You know, we all need guidance, and that you even said that in the calls. So check out and sign up for some classes there. And also, you're going to be in Hudson on Saturday. Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
And I also have the option of 5 written questions, Greg, for $45, where they can put 5 questions and write them to me in my inbox. and I answer you back, and I let you ask a couple questions after I answer you. And it's a quick way if people don't want to be have that one-on-one FaceTime, or they just want, you know, have five quick questions they want to get through. We found it very effective.
I think that's a great, it's a great idea, a great price, folks, you know, and, you know, I mean, I'm not, she's not saying this to me. I'm saying it out there. I mean, this is sustainability as well. This is how everyone makes their money and makes a living.
Just an exchange of an energy.
Absolutely. So yeah. Definitely do that. We're going to be back with her on April 24th. Deb and Dave, thank you so much for being with us tonight. A lot of fun.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll be back tomorrow with Ernie Pack as a replay. Also, check me out on Myth or Mystery tomorrow. Everyone, have a good night. Take care.